In 1998, Washington residents voted to ban affirmative action in the state's colleges and universities. But through that initiative, government agencies have also been barred from giving preferential treatment to minority-owned businesses in contracting. Now, lawmakers are considering repealing the ban. From Olympia, Enrique Perez de la Rosa has the details.
In the 5 years before the passage of I-200, state agencies spent an average of 10% of their public contracting dollars on small businesses owned by minorities. That's according to the Washington State Office of Minority and Women's Business Enterprises. In the 20 years after I-200 passed, that rate has fallen to an average of 3%. That translates to $3.5 billion lost in earnings. Port of Seattle Commissioner Stephanie Bowman testified before a Senate committee in favor of repealing the ban. She says the ban on affirmative action has limited the port's ability to develop the regional economy equitably.
We have empirical evidence that disparity has grown, meaning opportunity has been denied to those who have not had the traditional advantages of contracting. I would ask you a question. How many Caucasian males have come before this committee saying that they have not had enough work in the last 20 years?
Since 1998, the number of certified minority-owned businesses has dropped to almost half. Supporters of affirmative action say it would bring back fairness and equity to Washington State and bring diversity to public employment and contracting. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Olympia.